Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Alchemized Glory Collective. I'm Shanique, the curator of the Alchemized Glory Collective. Thank you so much for tuning in whenever you are. If this is your first time listening, thank you and welcome. If you are returning, I appreciate your support. So today we are talking about updating our soul agreements, updating our personal concepts. And I find that this is a beautiful exercise to do with the change of seasons. So if you're listening to this on the day it is released, it is December 21st, which marks the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere. So the winter solstice is the shortest day and the longest night. So that signifies, you know, going inward, a season of hibernation, a season of slowing down, a season of grounding. And that's the point of view that I'm speaking from. So whether you're in line with the Gregorian calendar or you're more in sync with the new year beginning with the spring equinox, the solstice that happens around the end of the year marks a changing of seasons. And I find that, you know, as the seasons change, it's so appropriate to sit with ourselves, to analyze our lives, to analyze the things that are happening around us, to us, and to see if those things truly resonate, if they truly feel aligned, if there's any gentle corrections that we can make, is there any support that we need? And to just sit in a self-reflective moment, a self-introspective moment, and to take the time to use visualization to do those things. So that's what I'm here to share today. It's been a long time since I've been recording, and I'm so happy to be back in this space and to be creating messages for you all and to be sharing messages with this community. And that's due to so many changes, so much uprooting in the year 2022. I saw a meme the other day online that said most people lived a life from January to July that looked completely different than the second half of the year. And I cannot agree with that more. I've shared with my close family and friends. I've been through a company acquisition. I've been through loss. I've shared in grief with my family twice this year. So much has changed. So much has happened. And in the midst of all that, I needed time to slow down, went on a journey of working with flower essences in an apprenticeship. I started a mindfulness certification. So I truly experienced the ebbs and flows of what life has to offer. In mindfulness, they teach that, you know, life is like the ocean. It comes, it goes, it ebbs, it flows. And we drop in and we check in with ourselves to be better equipped and to process the things that are happening to us so that we can work with them and that we're just not being moved with the currents of life. So that's a little bit of what I want to share today. And then I was also inspired by this book I've been listening to on Audible called The Soul's Plan. And to sum it up quickly, it's a pretty long book. It's a pretty long listen. But it talks about how we as souls, on a soul level, before we incarnate into this world, that we create a soul plan. I will share some of the resources that I'm speaking from and using as a reference point. But he uses this analogy to communicate and clarify what a soul plan is, or a pre-birth plan. And the author says, imagine an infinite number of giant sheets of paper stacked on top of one another. When each piece of paper is handled individually, it appears to be an almost two-dimensional object because its thickness is relatively negligible. That's a hard word. However, when the entire stack of paper is viewed together, there's a third dimension. So it then goes on to say that you imagine this stack of paper, and it's easier to imagine that stack of paper in a meditative state or during a visualization. And the stack and the height of the papers actually represents an energetic vibration of an incarnate human being. So whether you take that as being on the bottom of the stack, more towards low vibrational, your soul is asking for a little bit more difficulty in assimilating and learning lessons, or you're working as you incarnate into a human body to raise your vibration so that the experiences are a little bit more aligned. You allow yourself to learn through more joyful and loving experiences. Now imagine that this stack of paper articulates all of the possible life plans and life plan choices for you in this lifetime. If you went up to the stack of paper and removed the piece of paper from within the stack that precisely corresponded with your vibration at this moment, on that particular piece of paper would be written all of the possible life plan and life plan choices for you right now at this vibration. However, if you removed from the stack a sheet directly above or directly below where the first sheet was, you would find that they contain slightly different life plans and choices. If you then removed a piece of paper much higher up the stack than the sheet you first removed, you would find that life plan and life plan choices differed greatly from those on the very first piece of paper. You would also find that these plans contain much more learning through joyful, loving experiences. If you then removed a piece of paper from much lower in the stack, you would find that life plans and choices on this sheet were primarily based in learning through pain and suffering. This is why vibration and the prioritization of raising your vibration through practices like yoga, meditation, present moment awareness, etc., are so very crucial. Raising your vibration, or more accurately, allowing it to rise, is the single most powerful thing you can do to transform your life and your life circumstances. It is also the single most powerful thing you can do to transform the world. And I love this because in a silent retreat I did during the year, during one of the Dharma talks, it was shared that we do not affect the karma. And this is not karma in the traditional sense of what goes around comes around. Karma is really a spiritual technology and tool based around intention. So we do not affect the karma of those that we love, even if we may want the best for them, even if we send them our loving energy in hopes that they would choose what we think is the best thing. And the same is true in the reverse. The karma, the thoughts and the energy sent to us doesn't affect us unless we let it in. It doesn't affect us unless we choose to accept it. Sometimes on a subtle energetic level, we accept only a small amount of the energy that people send us. That's sent with loving intention. We have to increase our ability to look at where our current life plan is. Where are we in the stack of papers? Are we picking pieces from the lower portion of the pile? Or are we doing the work, the meditation, the yoga, the being in nature, the eating foods that agree with our bodies? Are we doing that work that allows us to rise and pick from higher in the stack of papers for more joyful and loving experiences? So this is what this visualization exercise is here to assist us with doing. Looking at what we are currently agreeing to and lovingly and gently asking for more, asking for our presence and our ability to receive to increase. So I hope that was helpful. I hope that was clear. I will include information on the book, The Soul's Plan, and the document that I read from, which is titled A Way to Better Understand Vibration and Potential Life Plans as Channeled from the Beings of Light through Liesel. So now we are going to move into a guided visualization process. So now's a good time to use any tools that you may have. You may want to light some incense or a candle to turn the lights off if that helps you to drop in. So So we're going to start by dropping in and grounding ourselves. So we're going to take a couple deep breaths in through our feet, bringing that breath up to the base of our spine, and exhaling through the top of our head. You can do that again. Inhale through the feet, drawing up the energy through our feet from the earth to the base of our spine, and exhaling out the crown of our head. One more, we can inhale through our feet, bringing it up our legs to let that ground us in the center of our spine, and exhale through the top of our head. And now we just want to create some separation and want to have our own individual experiences. So you can start to imagine about 12 feet around you, there is a beautiful garden. And you can notice what season this garden is in. It might be in spring, it might be in the summer, it might be winter, autumn. Just take a note of what season your garden is in. But we're going to use this garden as separation. So anything that we experience is going to take place in the vicinity of this energetic garden. So we can ask for help during this entire process. You have an entire divine team of angels and guides that are ready and willing to assist you. All you have to do is ask, and you can do that at any time during this process. So we want to bring in some playful energy to do this process. So start imagining that from an untouched place in the universe, that divine cosmic light is just finding your energy in your space and your garden. And it might be sprinkled with pink, sprinkled with gold, and it's just filling the space in all of the plants, the snow in your garden, the dew in your garden if it's spring. And it's just creating levity, it's creating fun, it's creating joy, it's creating love. Now, out into the distance, what I want us to do is to put a golden meter out in front of us, maybe about 6 feet into the garden, somewhere in the distance where you can still see it. So this meter, let's set it to the color gold and look at how much energy or how much receptivity you have to this process. Is it on 5% right now? 12%, 23%, 40%, whatever percent it's on, see if you can give yourself permission to increase it to maybe 90 to 100%. Check in with your garden again. Make sure that you are fully individuated, that there's nobody in your space, that your garden also goes behind you, and that it's below and above you as well. All the sides are filled, the top, the bottom, the back. That's important. Now see if you can find somewhere very comfortable in your garden to sit. and we're just going to refresh our grounding again. We're going to just take a deep breath in through our feet and exhale through the top of our crown. And just be in your body. Now, in front of you are a stack of papers that represent all of the possibilities of your soul plan, of your self-concepts. In your possession is your current self-concept and your current soul plan. So allow that to just float back into the stack of papers and see where it lands without judgment, with neutrality, with love, and with gentleness. Does it go into the middle of the stack? Is it about 2/4 of the way down? 3/4 of the way up? Just see where that stack of paper came from. And that same gold energy of divine love, of divine cosmic energy that we invited from the cosmos, from the universe, now ask your higher self to bring some of that down into the stack of papers, to update your self-concept, to update your soul plan to the highest version available to you right now. And you can ask your angels for help with this. Just say, angels, help me tune to my highest self. And then when you start to notice that flow start to slow down and start to settle a little bit, ask your heart, tune into your heart now, and say, heart, guide me to where is most aligned, and see where that is in the stack. You may notice that it's much closer to the top than it was before. The thing about this process is we don't have to understand all the details that are on some of these pieces of paper. On a soul and energetic level, our team of angels, our divine creator, are here to help us with this process, are here to guide us towards what is highest and what is most aligned for us in this moment. And this can be truly gentle. It doesn't have to be chaos. It doesn't have to be traumatic. You can ease into this. So give yourself that permission. What color is this paper? Is it brighter than the other one that you put into the stack? You can also give yourself permission to do this process again. If you feel like you want to pick something different, there are infinite paths that our souls can take that all will lead us to the highest and best. So we can ask our angels, angels, allow me to choose a piece of paper from this plan that is full of ease, that is full of community to get through the difficult parts of life. That is full of resources. This paper might seem a little bit more resonant. Yeah. Now take a look at your garden. Is it still the same season that we started with? Has it changed in your garden at all? Now we can take this piece of paper and let it just turn into a rose. And let the stack of paper just kind of turn into ash. We don't need it right now. We can always call on it when we do need it again. Let it turn into ash that can fertilize our gardens. And with that rose, we can tune into our heart to what to do with it. We can either plant that rose in the garden and come back to it, or we can make the rose really, really small and bring it into our heart center. I'm going to bring it into my heart center so that it's with me. Let's bring in a little bit more sprinkles into our updated and refreshed gardens. And let's just close out the garden scene altogether. Let's just let it sink into our being. Just closing in, closing in, closing in. And just being back in your chair, laying down on your cushion, just be there. And twinkle your toes to get back into your body, move your hands, stretch your neck. And you can just swipe up on this entire experience. Imagine that this experience is just a open tab on your phone and just swipe up or press X. Just close it out. It's finished. There's nothing else that you have to do. And just give thanks to yourself for doing this practice. Give thanks to your higher wisdom. Give thanks to your divine team of angels and to your creator for making these energies possible and available. And you can come back up to the space, maybe tap yourself on top of the head to come back into your body. Give yourself a hug. Take a sip of water. And that was it. That was what I had to share. That's the process. I hope that it is helpful. And I hope to continue to bring more of these sort of visualizations to the community. So if you enjoyed this, please let me know. Reach out to me. Let me know if it's been helpful. You don't have to do anything else except for relax, take a bath, and listen to your intuition now, because you updated your self-concept. So now you're going to get different information. So you just want to work with your higher guidance and follow those little impulses and follow those dreams, follow those intuitive hits that you get and act on them so that you're living in your highest potential, that you are doing the work that it takes to maintain that. It does take work, does take dedication. So that's all I have. I hope that was helpful. And I look forward to hearing from you all. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season, whatever it is that you celebrate. Happy New Year if you are celebrating with the Gregorian timeline. If not, we will link up spring equinox and do something similar during the new year. But until then, be well, take care, peace.